Congratulations. It wasn't the prettiest of games tonight. Not a lot of flow. It was kind of a muddy game, really, on both sides here tonight. But on a night where the offense was struggling, it was the defense that really carried you.
Absolutely. Our defense played really, really well. And for the majority of it, it seemed like we were playing for long possessions on defense. So the communication, the rotations were pretty good. I thought we were extremely active with our hands. I don't know how many steals Gus had, but it probably had to be a career high for sure. But we were doing a good job reading the pass, reading the eyes, and we did some really good things defensively. There was a couple slow rotations out there, but overall, I thought we did a really good job defensively. Offensively, obviously we weren't very efficient from the two-point range in the first half. I think we were 6-21 or something like that, but we've got to be able to capitalize on those a little bit better. Some of that's maybe a little off balance. Yeah. Maybe some of that's, playing through some physicality, and that's okay. We just have to understand when it's not there, kick it out and repost and keep working it. But I was proud of how they finished the game, going in up 6 or whatever at half, and then they come out and score right away. We don't panic. We continue to run our offense. We got some better post play in the second half, and our guards were a little bit more active as well on offense.
And a little different from the first time around, where Goodland was really concerned with, you could tell they were really concerned about Gus and even your post players, yeah, Carter and Ronnie, feeding it into them. They would have a lot of help defense, and that posed some problems at times tonight.
It did. Well, and some of that stuff is taking too long to make that post entry pass. We talk about anytime somebody's going to bring backside doubles, that pass has to be going in right after you catch it, to kind of eliminate that help opportunity. And if it sticks in your hand, you got to skip it, because obviously if you're going to double from somewhere, you're going to leave a skip pass open. So we didn't do a very good job of that. But at the same time, we were able to, get to the line. We knocked down some free throws. We did play through our post like we want to. But, yeah, we just got to speed up the decision-making a little bit more.
And it was a big night tonight as your seniors really got going with the scoring. Weathers had 8 and Triango had 6, and Austin Tone also helped get the scoring. He had your lone 3-pointer tonight.
Who did?
Tone.
Oh, that a boy. Yeah, we don't make a lot. We talked about that, in the game down there. Mm-hmm. We scored 60 and we made 2 threes. So yeah, it's not as if we're sitting there relying on it whatsoever. He did make it pretty early, and yeah, that was the lone one. And that's kind of a product of not really throwing that skip pass to put shooters in rhythm. And also, I did think in that first half we probably held onto the ball in the post a little bit too long. Understanding what the defense is trying to do to you and what that's going to give you. And then just being particular when you're making those choices. Putting the ball on time, on target is a big key. And if you hang on to it too long, that's pretty hard to do.
Well, I know this game, you guys tried to put Goodland away a few times there. They just kept fighting back. And, you had the feeling every time they launched a three, especially in that fourth quarter, like, okay, what's going to happen here?
Yeah, you do. You kind of get that feeling. And I'm sorry that you guys have to go through that. I go through it too. But they did. There was one time, we had discussed not letting number 4 have open looks. And Austin had rotated in the zone, and I think it was, in his brain, it was time for – he had over-rotated, and it was time for him to leave, but nobody was there. So that kid hits a step-back three, and you can't have that. That comes with a little communication, but also just being aware of who has the ball and what he's capable of. But you really thought that, they might – I think it was a 7-point game, and they shot a three, and it's like, they miss it. But those long threes, generally produce longer rebounds, and I thought we did a good job rebounding. I thought Ronnie hustled his butt off. On, he was everywhere. He gave us some offense early. Like you said, Efren did too. And Efren was just taking what the defense gave him. And if the defense lets him go left, he's long, he's athletic, and he can make you pay for it.
Well, I'll go back to this. You guys double your win total from last year. You're finished 10-10, and sole possession of third place in the league. And, that sole possession for third place is up for grabs, because if Goodland won here tonight, you guys would have tied for third. But, I think about this, 10-10, 17 times the last 18 years, Scott City wins at least 10 games. That's pretty good, and a great bounce-back year for you guys.
It is. It wasn't easy, coming off of last year. Mm-hmm. Those guys, last year, they played their hearts out. You know, Gus was a freshman trying to figure it out. But these guys came back with a different mindset of, you know, they didn't want to be, you know, kind of the, you know, bottom feeder, if you will, as far as it goes in the league. And our league's tough. You know, even the teams that you look at without great records, they still run really good stuff, and it's challenging. You know, Goodland's going to be a team to be reckoned with for the next couple of years, you know, with their youth. And so all of our teams, you know, in our league, night in and night out, you know, it's a grind. Mm-hmm. And we talk about it all the time. You can't cheat the grind. So at least it paid off for us, because these guys have been a joy to be around. And oftentimes, you know, we talk about, you know, the joy over just having fun. You know, the fun part is you don't really care about the result. You know, the joy is when you put in the work and you get something out of it. And that's what these guys did, you know, from the preseason, the off season. You know, they put in work. They stuck together. They're a great group to be around, as you can see right now. They don't take anything too serious, though. They've been a great group to be around, and a great group to, you know, kind of, you know, turn the tide a little bit for us as a program again and get us back in the right direction.
Well, you at least forced a tiebreaker with Phillipsburg. I don't know how that went, and don't know how Russell turned out, but hopefully we can know momentarily here. But but at least you're in the money to play another home game.
Absolutely, and you know, right before, you know, we started the game, we talked to the seniors a little bit about, you know, if this is, you know, your last ball game here, you know, leave it all out there. And you know, some of those guys really took that to heart, and you could tell early on. You know, our seniors. You know, we've got good depth on our bench. There's not guys that I feel too uncomfortable with playing. And so when it's senior night, you know, usually you have a couple kids who never play. In this case, we were in complete rhythm. We had guys that stepped in and played to their role and did some pretty good things. So extremely proud of all these seniors. It was a great night for them to get to 10-10. I mean, it doesn't sound like much maybe to some people, but given the schedule that we've played and to know that we left some of them out there on the table, but these guys, they continue to work. They continue to get better. They still take coaching, you know, and correction so well, and it's hard to do in a long season. You know, sometimes you get on each other, you kind of, you know, get under each other's skin, and these guys have been really resilient, I think is a great word for these guys, and very proud of them.
Fun group to watch as well, and I know it's got to be tough at times to put up with them, but I mean that in a great way. But, hey, congratulations, Coach. We get to talk once again possibly tomorrow night, and we get to talk Substate next week.
Perfect.
Thanks again,
Sounds
Coach.
Good, Adam. Thanks.